Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes again, wherever that you're at, just reaching the world for Christ. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood here in Madisonville, Tennessee. So we're just praising God for what he's doing and for what he's going to do. So looking forward for a great broadcast here this evening. So if you want to be a part of this service, well, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. So we'll get you right on the line here with us just to obey the Lord and just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And it's always good to be able to come on. And our subject this evening is on sound doctrine. So, you know, that's what we need this day and time, doctrine of the Lord. So, just praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, we got several call-ins already coming in. So, we'll get you all on here and find out where you're at and who you are there. Then, we'll get you installed by the Lord. I'm going to take you, you called in, then we'll go back and get you the way that you called in there. So 972, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Jack Coe in Dallas, Texas.
Praise the Lord, Brother Jack. We're glad you called in there. So we'll have to make it clear that you're Jack Jr. Coe, but we're glad that you called in. Praise the Lord. So we'll get you on there just in a minute. Let me find out who these others is there, and we'll get you on there to obey the Lord.
Okay.
770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother. You're here with us, Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. Glad you called in there. We'll get to you there just in a minute. 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood and Sister Green and Brother Green here from Springboro, Ohio.
Well, praise the Lord. We're glad you called in there. So let me get this in here. 706, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Freda Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord there. Okay. We're glad you called in. So 661, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, this is Sister Gladys from Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise the Lord. We're glad you all called in there. We really appreciate it and looking forward for a great broadcast there today. And our subject is on sound doctrine. And so we'll go back to Brother Jack Cove in Texas there and get him to just go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right. Well, you said it was talking about sound doctrine, and
amen.
I am a healing evangelist, and God healed me of cancer. I had cancer in my liver, kidney, and colon, and that was 28 years ago. But there's a lot of people that, you know, doctrines that say that God don't heal today.
Amen,
but
brother.
I'm living proof that he does heal today. And his word tells us that these signs shall follow them that believe. So I'm a believer. And so if you believe, the signs are going to follow you. Then Jesus said, these works that I do, you can do also. And so, you know, if Jesus healed the sick, we can heal the sick. And
amen,
I know there's a lot of doctrines that say today that, well, that was for just the disciples. Well, I'm a disciple. And
amen.
You're a disciple, and we're following the Lord, and so we can go to his word and we can claim his word. If he says he's going to heal, he's going to heal. If he says there's a heaven, there's a heaven. If he said there's a hell, there's a hell. So
amen.
We need good, sound doctrine, and a doctrine that people will read the word and believe the word. And, you know, it's for today just as much as it was back in the days of Jesus and the disciples and the New Testament. And all of those stories in the New Testament were given to us as examples of what God can do. And I was laying in the Baylor Hospital, and they gave me 6 to 8 months to live. And here it is 28 years later, I'm still living, and Jesus healed me. And I've written a book on 40 days to faith. It's 40 days of devotion. You read a chapter a day for 40 days, and you can get good sound doctrine out of that book. And it's a tremendous book. In fact, I travel all over the world, just came back from South America, and we saw many miracles down there, and people healed, and then testimonies. I've been going there for 16 years, and people that had been healed even as far back as 16 years ago gave testimonies of what God's done for them. And there's people healed of cancer. There's people that couldn't walk, that God healed them off of crutches. There's people that had liver disease, and God healed them of liver disease. And they give testimonies all the time of the power of God to heal today. So I know if there's anybody listening today and they need healing in their body, Jesus will heal them today. You know, you just got to ask and believe. And
amen.
We can pray for them in a little bit, but I just feel like that, you know, that people need to get good sound doctrine on signs, wonders, and miracles for today.
Yeah.
And it's not a thing of the past, and it's not just to take up space in the Bible, but it's for us today. And I've found out you can receive all that God's got for you. You know, my father had many miracles, and people said, well, why did he die young? I can't answer a lot of the questions, but I do know that, you know, I meet people all the time under his ministry that are in their 80s today, and they said they got healed through my father's ministry. And the testimonies go on today of healings and miracles just like Jesus did. And so I believe that today is a day for a miracle if you believe for one.
Amen.
So, yeah. And so, you know, if they want to order that book, if they'll grab a pencil and paper real quick, I can give them an address that they can write to. It's 97. My P.O. box is 1672. They can get it on Facebook. I'll put it on there, 1672. Red Oak, two words, Texas, 75154. And I can, you know, they can get my email address is Jack Coe, C-O-E, and that's jackcoe@me.com. That's my email address. So if I've got several books. I've got 16 books out. But that's my number one seller. I've got one out on faith that'll take a licking and keep on ticking. And I've got another
Amen.
Book out that is my father wrote on healing, and it's a tremendous book. And then I've got sermons by my father in a book and by my mother. And the things that God did 20, 30, 40 years ago or 2,000 years ago, he will do today. And so if somebody's listening right now and they need a miracle, I preachers used to say, reach out and touch the TV or reach out and touch the radio. They're probably listening to this on computer right now, so just reach out and touch your computer, and we're going to pray and believe God for a miracle to take place.
Amen.
Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, to heal people that's got cancers, people that's got tumors, let them be removed. Lord, those that are having problems, with kidneys. Lord, right now, any of those that are having blood problems with high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, Lord, right now, as I pray, we're believing God for signs, wonders, and miracles to take place. Let testimonies come forth, Lord, out of this radio broadcast today. Let them call in and talk about what God's doing. I feel the power of God's going right into the palms right now in Jesus' mighty name. And they're going to be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And
thank
we
you.
Thank you, Lord, for your miracle working power right now in Jesus' name. Now, amen.
Brother, can you get that address again for that book?
I can do that. I sure can. It's P.O. Box 1672, Red Oak, R-E-D-O-A-K, two words, Texas 75154. And the email address, if you want to send me an email, is jackcoe@meme.com. And we'd be glad, you know, to send you a list on all of the books and materials that we have, DVDs and CDs. I've even got some of A.A. Allen and Miracles That Took Place on DVD, and my father, I got DVD of him. Is, and so I just believe that, you know, God's going to do great things. And
amen.
Through y'all's ministry and through ours working together on this radio, and I just know that God's going to be doing great things around the world.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Let us go ahead and take our prayer request and let Brother Jack maybe he can remember these and pray over them later on.
Nope.
So,
all right.
Praise the Lord.
We have Randy Richardson that had surgery, had a stent put in his neck a few weeks ago, and he's still dizzy and lightheaded, and he's supposed to be going to see a neurologist soon to remember him. And we really need to be praying for this school. It's Fort Collins, Colorado, where a principal had the children recite the Pledge of Allegiance in Arabic. And they done the pledge, replacing the words under God with under Allah. So we really need to
be praying. Oh, Lord
Jesus. And three little girls in Oklahoma that have different kinds of cancer, they need a miracle. And a little three-month-old baby that needs a miracle has all kinds of things wrong with her. Marshall Smith was in a wreck last Friday and couldn't move his legs and didn't have no feeling in them. But he got up Monday morning and walked to the bathroom and said, "Try to tell me that God can't heal." So we just give God the praise for touching him and healing him. And
amen.
He says, always on time. And Brother Ronnie
right.
Branham needs prayers tonight. The devil's been attacking his cars, and he's had two or three cars tore up here lately. So just remember the Branham family. And remember Pastor Rick Harris. He's got a member that died in his church. So remember that family. And Pastor Crittenden that had surgery for cancer last week, he's at home, and he's recuperating, so let's keep him in our prayers. Martha Garcia, she's out of the hospital and in a rehab now, so she's got a long ways to go, so remember her. And Tony says thanks for the prayers. Teresa Truel cracked her tailbone and has been in a lot of pain. Edith Wakefield had a stroke a few weeks ago, and she's in a nursing home, so remember her. Larry Corden needs our prayers. A lady that goes to our church, she needs strength. Her daughter's in stage 4 cancer, but we know that God's the healer. We know that God can heal her.
Amen.
And Keith Green has cancer. Remember
all of our family that needs to be saved, and I know that everyone else probably has loved ones in their family that ain't saved, so let's remember all of them. Kevin Miller family, John Loveless needs a miracle, Laura McKnight needs a healing, and Sister Gladys's Uncle Gary needs a miracle. Pastor Saeed is still in the hospital in Iran, and he's needing God to move for him to where he can get back to the States. They've had him in an Iranian prison for some time now, for almost 2 years, and just remember him that he can get back to the States. And Brother Tim Hall needs a touch from God. And I guess that's all.
Okay, that's all the prayer requests so we've got. So anybody else got any prayer requests?
I do, Brother Yearwood.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I just remember my family. We're going through a battle that's probably been going on for 5 years, and we need need God's strength in the next 2 weeks. It deals with a loved one, and God already promised He would move, but in the meantime, it's not easy to go through the process. Just remember me and my husband and our physical health, that God will provide a car for me to get back and forth to church, just and other unspoken requests.
Okay. So go ahead there, the next one there.
I got a few. Let's don't forget Brother John's two grandsons. And I've got a daughter that's pregnant. And let's remember that on her behalf, that all the ones that are pregnant, that are expecting, that the Lord have an easy delivery. I got some other folks, but I can't remember off the top of my head. Let's don't forget Eddie Bolton, too, because he's been on my mind, too.
Yes, amen. Praise. Are there another one?
Yes, Brother Yearwood, Sister Green. Remember our daughter, Amy. The doctor told her yesterday that she could have her baby anytime. Back at the beginning of April, they had to move out of their home they were renting because they were going to close on a house. Well, the banks are dragging their feet, and they've got approved for the loan. They thought they would be in their new home by now, and they're pretty much homeless right now. They've been staying with us. They're staying with my daughter's husband's grandparents right now. And if they don't close in 2 weeks, they'll be back home with us. But they're not ready. The bassinet's in storage. Everything's in storage because they thought they would be moved by now. So please pray about that situation, that they'll close soon on their home, and the delivery will be easy for her.
Amen. We'll remember that. Brother John?
Yeah, let's remember the persecution of the church and all around the world and in America. And let's remember in our local school, we've had students calling in bomb threats. Back 7 in the last 2 weeks into our local school, and it's just been calming week after week after week, and so there's just a rising up. You know, anytime you take prayer out, and it's going to be substituted with guns, bombs, knives, violence, death, and everything that's come in, and they want to know why it's come in. Well, you know, God built a vineyard. He put a hedge around it. He removed all the rocks, and He put a tower in it, which is His name. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it are safe. But man has messed it up, just like he messed up the garden, and continued as man's hand has put in it. So moved out exactly the sound doctrine of what we're teaching, or what we're preaching and teaching on tonight. So let's just pray that America and the world will come back to this one doctrine that we're preaching on tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Can I give a praise report first before you go?
Go ahead.
We've been, well, the Lord's been, had a husband and wife on my mind last week, and I went, we went and took care of the, they had an electricity bill that was due yesterday, and so I took them, I took this person to one of our local churches here, and the electricity bill was paid. So I want to give a praise report that the Lord is moving, that he's doing what he says he would do.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, back to you.
Okay. Brother Jack?
Yes.
I hope I didn't jump the gun on you there about getting a prayer request. Go ahead and just obey the Lord there.
Okay. The prayer requests, do you have them written down?
Yeah, we got a bunch of them written down.
Can you email them over to me?
Yeah, we can email them to you.
Okay, you got my email address there then?
Yeah, we got it there.
Okay. I'm going to be in Ohio the second week of June, and it's going to be close to Columbus. I'll put it on Facebook. I don't have the address here with me right now, but there's going to be several places I'm going to be up in Ohio. I'll be in the Cleveland area and the Columbus area, and then maybe down around West Virginia and pick up some things. But I'll put it on Facebook.
Okay.
And those prayer requests, you know, if you'll send them over to me, I'll be praying over them, and I'll have our church praying over them too, and God will move in people's behalf.
Amen.
Anyway, I don't want to take up all your time. And
well, this is the Lord's time, brother.
Yeah, but anyway, I will be praying over those requests, believing God over those requests, and I know that we're going to hear good reports, because we always hear good reports when we join together. The Bible said, if any two shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done. And so when we touch and agree, it's going to be done. And another thing, that if people want a prayer cloth, they can write me and I'll send them a prayer cloth that I've prayed over. And the Bible says, from the body of Paul went forth handkerchiefs and aprons, and it healed the sick and the afflicted. And so, you know, there's can be a power and a little silly thing like that, because if Paul could do it, we can do it. And the anointing, you know, gets in those things. And I know that my life has changed, because my mama used to put prayer cloths under my pillow and put them in my shoes and put them in my clothes to keep protection around about me, and so that my life would be changed when I wasn't wanting to live for God. And because of those prayer cloths, I believe that God changed my life. And so if they want a prayer cloth, they'll just write me or email me. We'll see that they get one.
Amen.
Yeah, but we'll just believe God. And I know that God's going to answer prayer. And I don't know whether everybody got the address or not, but I'll give it one more time. It's P.O. Box 1672, Red Oak, two words, Texas, 75154. And my email address is Jack Coe, that's C-O-E, it's not C-O-L-E, it's C-O-E, @me.com. And if they want to look at my Facebook, it's either Jack Coe or Jack Coe International Ministry. And they can look at some of the pictures of the meetings we've been having in South America. And I leave to go to Norway the last week of August, and then I'll be in England and Ireland. And so we just believe God that a lot of great things are going to take place.
Amen. We're believing God with you, brother.
All right. And I've been praying for you ever since we've been on the Facebook together. But what was you going to say?
We want we want the world to know that you did see about 4,000 souls saved, wasn't it, in when you were just over there in South America?
It was around 3,800, almost 4,000, and a little over 2 weeks.
Okay. But, I just wanted the world to know that because we are reaching the world, and we're reaching them all around the world. We're getting prayer requests from all around the world. So some of the countries, I won't even mention the names because I know that they don't even want the gospel nowhere near, but we're getting prayer requests from them.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a revival going on in Colombia. We had an outdoor meeting two years ago, and there's like 5,000 people showed up. And
amen.
And 3,000 of those got saved, and we was having that outdoor meeting right in front of the Catholic Church. And
praise the Lord.
The Catholic priest came out to hear us what was going on. Stood and listened, and so we just know that God is moving because there's some churches down there that they have to have 7 services on Sunday because the buildings won't hold them, and they preach me to death when I go down there. So I've got to go back in October and in December. So y'all be praying for me because I turned 70 in August, and it's getting a little rougher to go than it used to be.
Yep.
I don't feel as young.
I don't understand what you're saying there. Okay, we got another call in right here. 770-855. Come down and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Robin Grisham. I didn't know what scripture you were going to be on.
We're in sound doctrine. Okay. Go ahead again there, Brother Jack.
I didn't go to any scriptures. I just quoted some scriptures that was in my heart. And it was mostly New Testament, what Jesus said. And I always say that, you know, when you read the New Testament and if you got a red letter Bible, it's a hot word from God. It was so hot that it turned red when it got in the Bible. So, you know, God's got a hot word for people in his word, and it will heal, it will set you free. And, you know, what Jesus said was sound doctrine because it is the word of God. But some people think, well, it was for yesterday. But Hebrews 13:8 said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so if you just take that one scripture and stand on it, you can work signs, wonders, and miracles because Jesus said you can do what I do.
Amen.
So, all right. Well, I'll give it back to you, and be blessed. I've got some calls that's been trying to reach me while we've been on here.
Okay. We sure do appreciate you calling in there, Brother Jack.
Okay.
We appreciate your ministry, and we watch you from time to time on Facebook, and we enjoy the services, and we also enjoy watching your daddy, too.
Yeah.
And
call me later on this evening. After you go off, I want to ask you some questions.
Okay. I'll call you back, all right, we go off. And,
all right. Well, you be blessed.
Okay. Okay. You be blessed, too. Brother John?
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah,
brother.
Okay, I'm going to let Tim sing a song here. Let's see, I got another call in here. Let me get this one up here, then we'll get you to go ahead and obey the Lord there.
All right.
706-975, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. Okay, I guess that's Sister Frieda. Okay, Brother John, just go ahead and obey the Lord. Well, let's see, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Let Tim sing a song, then we'll get you to obey the Lord.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Come on,
Many times I have traveled down a long, lonely road, headed for another place to tell. Someone who needs it, the story of Jesus, and how he'll save their soul from hell. I've seen many great places, many new faces, beautiful sights where I've been. But I want you to know the reason I go, to tell the old story again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus, oh how he loves us. He'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross to save the world of sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. That's when he takes me back, all the places I've been, where he saved so many from sin. It breaks my heart like it is from the start, and I've got to go tell it again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. Keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, his life on the cross, to save a world lost in sin. I am heading for glory, telling the story over and over again. I am heading for glory, telling the story over and over.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that wonderful song. 770-584, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
That's me again, Brother Yearwood.
Oh, okay. All right, then who's this 770-855?
This is Robin Gresham.
Okay. All right, I was trying to get you all in there. I didn't want to skip nobody, so...
Okay.
Go ahead there, Brother John, and just obey the Lord, darling.
Appreciate that, Brother Yearwood. You know, the scripture, Sister Robin was asking about the scripture. We are coming out of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 tonight. There's some foundation, amen, that the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon me, amen, as we begin to pray about this message tonight and talking about sound doctrine. God began to listen to me in 2 Timothy chapter 3. You know, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, it says, know this also, speaking. This was the second letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, his son in the faith, amen. And Timothy was a bishop, amen, at Ephesus. He was the overseer, amen. And the Lord was, amen, the Lord was instructing the Apostle Paul to begin to write this letter, inspired by the Word of God, inspired by the Spirit of God, amen, to this young man, amen, that was rising up and letting him know that in the last days perilous times shall come. We all know that. We're all experiencing it. Amen. And it talks about the going down there in that same chapter in verse 7. It says, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of truth. In other words, it gives a list of all these things. And you can read it, amen, from verse 1 and verse 2 to verse 6. The list, amen, what these men are, amen. And these men, amen, that went through these things were ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. These were men and women, amen, that were always coming unto that knowledge of truth but have never arrived or never will arrive.
What are the things that we need to know? The most important, amen, that we know that the truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible declares in John chapter 14, verse 6, amen, when he declared that unto that they would know where he was going and the way, you know. And Thomas, amen, being a disciple, being, amen, not awakened, amen, at that time, amen, hallelujah, did not know, amen, where he was going and the way that he went. And so Jesus declared, he said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man comes into the Father but by me. And so there was a way that he was the truth. He was the embodiment, the full embodiment of truth. Amen. Hallelujah. And so tonight we need to know that there are those that are ever trying to come and arrive and never arriving in the Lord Jesus Christ, never arriving to that knowledge, never coming to the knowledge of knowing him. The Bible says in verse 8 there, he says, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. There's a resistance to the truth. Amen. As Sister Betty brought it out, amen, those, amen, playing a pledge to a flag, playing a pledge to a banner, to another God beside the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There are many lords and many gods. Amen. We need to know there's only one Lord and Savior, and there's only one name above every name, and that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're talking about sound doctrine. We're talking about healthy, amen, instructions, amen, that will bring wellness and complete health to your life. Amen. This is the only sound doctrine that there ever is and will ever be. It's from Genesis chapter 1 to the last chapter in the book of Revelation. You need to know that within that book, that is the sound doctrine. That's the sound instruction. That's what will bring you health into the truth. The Bible says not only did they resist the truth, but there were men of corrupt minds. Their minds were completely spoiled, completely destroyed. They were men of carnal mind, the Bible says. Amen. In Romans chapter 8, you need to know that tonight that the carnal mind is enmity against the things of God. Indeed, cannot mind or obey this doctrine, this instruction, this teaching that we're talking about. Amen. But the Bible says that we are the Spirit, that as many as a follow the Spirit, amen. Romans chapter 8, they are the sons of God. Amen. We come forth as a son. Amen. Hallelujah. When we follow the leadership of the Spirit, we only are disciples. Amen. We are following that leadership. When we are pupils and learners of this sound doctrine tonight. But they resisted the truth. They had corrupt minds. They did not have the mind of Christ, as it says in Philippians 2. Verse 3 through 5. They did not have the mind of Christ, that it says in Romans chapter 7, verse 25, to serve, amen, the law of God. But they had their own minds that were corrupt, minds that were reprobate concerning the faith. In other words, they rejected the faith. The Bible says without faith we cannot please him. The scriptures teach us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that we must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You cannot reject faith tonight. You cannot have a reprobate to faith, a reprobate or resisting the truth. The truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a gift. It is a fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in verse 9, but they shall proceed no further. You need to know something tonight. Those of you, little man, that have resisted the truth underneath the sound of my voice, you'll go no further than you are right now. You'll never arrive at the truth unless, amen, you come to have the mind of Christ. Unless you begin, amen, to come to this sound doctrine, amen, come to this teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. These were the magicians in Egypt, when by their magic, by their sorcery, amen, amen, their staffs also turned into serpents. Hallelujah. A lot of men have a lot of sorceries, amen. A lot of men have a lot of black occultic practices. But you need to know tonight, amen, as the serpent of the rod of Moses come and devour that which is, amen, hallelujah, that is of the world. You need to know tonight, that is the only truth, amen. As the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, so shall be the Son of Man. Amen. Those that look upon Jesus Christ, the Bible says it was a serpent of brass, amen. They've been bitten by the fiery serpents. Why? Because they have resisted the truth in the wilderness. They had let it down. God had kept the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, has kept the enemy from them. God the Father had kept those fiery serpents from them. And at a time that they begin to resist the truth, they begin to have corrupt minds. They begin to not to endure sound doctrine or sound teaching as the word, as the Lord God the Father spoke to them. And the Bible says, but thou hast fallen on my doctrine. In other words, from the day you've known my teaching, you've sat under my teaching. You need to know tonight that the doctrine of the Apostle Paul wasn't his own teaching. It was the teaching of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says you need not that man teach you, but it is the anointing that teach you in 1 John. And it is truth and it is no lie. Tonight, amen, the teaching is not in man. The teaching is not in a woman. The teaching is in the Lord Jesus Christ and His Spirit. Amen. Tonight, we need to know that only the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, can teach you sound doctrine. Only the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God can teach you. Man and woman cannot teach you, but there's a teacher, there's an anointing, amen, that breaks the yoke. That's what it says in Isaiah 10:27. And the Bible says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, the way that I live, my purpose, faith, long-suffering. This is verse 10, chapter 3. Charity, patience, you know all about me. You know everything about me. The Bible says we're living epistles rather than other men. Persecution, you know my persecution. Affliction, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Out of every persecution. Church tonight, I don't care what you're going through. What persecution, what affliction, what suffering. He said, you know my charity, you know my love, you know my faith, you know my purpose. The Bible says that all things, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that now we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. The purpose of Paul's life, the purpose of his ministry was God's purpose. Tonight, if you, any of you, we only have one purpose tonight. We only have one purpose, and we need to give our life, all of you. On the inside of my Lord, you need to give your life to the Lord. If you already haven't given your life, if you ever already laid down your life, if you haven't, greater love hath no man than this. John 15:13. No greater love hath no man than this than to lay down his life. Have you laid down your life tonight? Have you laid down your life to a sound doctrine? Have you laid down to a doctrine, a teaching, an instruction that will give you life? Not only life in this life, but everlasting life. Amen, eternal life. Here's what Paul, he comes up, he says, you know my persecution, you know my afflictions. If he stood up, he said, when I was in Antioch, what did he get? I got persecuted, I got afflicted. I was at Lystra, he got stoned. How many of you want to follow him? How many of you want to follow Pastor Paul? When he stood up, he said, I preached at Lystra and got stoned. I preached at Iconium and got persecuted. I preached at all these places. And what did he get? Persecuted, stoned, scourged, revival. It's revival, just, do you hear what I'm saying? It brings revival. It's sound doctrine. Verse 12, yeah, and all that will live fully in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You want me to give you sound doctrine tonight? Every one of you. Every one of you, according to the word of God, not my word, according to the word of God, every one of you needs to sound my voice. If you're living godly in Christ Jesus, here's the sound doctrine. You will suffer persecution. You will. It will come. You'll not be without it. But, verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. They're not only deceiving others, but they're being deceived themselves. The Bible says that this gospel is hid to them that are lost, for they are blinded by the God of this world. The Bible says that the blind leaders of the blind, amen, they both shall fall in the ditch. Church, tonight we need to open our eyes to the sound doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to open our eyes to the Word of God. There needs to be a continuing amen, as it was, amen, that this blind man who was blind before in John chapter 9, amen, God completed the miracle. The Lord Jesus Christ made clay. He was a potter. He made clay, amen, and put it in his eyes. And then he turned to go wash in the pool of Siloam, which by interpretation means sin. Go to the place where you've been sin and wash, and when you come wash, amen, tonight. Amen. We've been instructed. The doctrine was, his instruction, his teaching was, the blind man to go to a place where he couldn't see. But he knew where it was. Church, do you know where your healing is tonight? Amen. When Jesus Christ has done the miracle, has finished the work. He said, I am the altar. The Bible says he is the altar and finisher of our faith. In fact, the scripture teaches us, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to know tonight. Amen. This blind man had been there long enough. He had heard. Amen. He had somehow knew where this pool was. He had been there. Church, you got to be there to know where it's at. You got to be there and abide in the sound doctrine. You got to be there and amen in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Whether you persecuted this man. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't ask for healing. but he got received healing. Not only he received healing, he received wholeness. He received his sight. Amen. Amen. And he entered in. But immediately after he made whole, guess what? He said, persecution. They wanted to kill him out of the temple because he said, I was blind, but now I see. He was of age. He was of age. He didn't even see who healed him. But Jesus come back to him. Jesus come back to him, church, when you might not even know. Some of you in this sound, you haven't seen who's healed you. You might not even know him, but if you abide in the sound doctrine, if you abide in the stretching and teaching, you'll see Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You've seen his word. Amen. We beheld the, amen. The Bible says in John chapter 1 that we beheld the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Have you been an eyewitness of his majesty tonight? But the Bible says, verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Hold fast in the assurance. Where did you learn from, Timothy? He learned from Apostle Paul. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, I believe in verse 5, talks about that a faith is in his grandmother and his mother, Lois and Eunice. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, I perceive it to you. I'm persuaded it is to you. That was a faith. Amen. There was a sound doctrine. Amen. As a child, he learned the sound teachings. Amen. The teachings wasn't the teachings of Eunice. Wasn't the teachings of Lois. The teachings was of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was instilled, amen, in Timothy. Amen. He said, that from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise into salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. You want to be wise tonight? Amen. Adam and Eve, they wanted to be wise. They looked at a tree that they weren't supposed to look at. They had already gotten out of sound doctrine immediately when they began to touch and taste and feel of the things that they were not instructed. They already got out of the doctrine of Christ. They already got the teachings, the instructions, amen, of the Father. This is the whole thing, is the teaching of the Father. But they already walked away from it. They already resisted the truth. The Bible says in verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. In other words, it's life breathed by the Spirit of God, and it's profitable. For doctrine, for instruction, teachings, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Scripture is profitable. Everybody wants a prophet. All you got to do, someone's looking for a prophet here, someone's looking for a prophet as far as gain. You want gain tonight? Get into Scriptures. Scripture is gain. Amen. Godliness content with him is great gain. Amen. You need to know that you want correction, you want reproof, you want instructions in righteousness. Get in the Word of God. Get in all Scripture. Every Scripture is inspired of God. That the man of God may be perfect. You want to be complete tonight? Get in the Word. And let the Word get in you. Thoroughly furnished into all good works. Sister, brother, Sister Green, we're talking about, amen, this child, they're expecting, amen, a grandchild, and they thought they were closing on a house. They thought their house would be thoroughly furnished. But now, amen, the story, by the things of man hindering, amen, and coming for us, amen, and hallelujah, coming in there. But we believe that God is a deliverer out of all afflictions and persecuted. We're believing that, amen, hallelujah. But you know what? I'm reminded of a woman, amen, and a man who was seemingly homeless, coming into a city in Bethlehem at the time of the taxing. Amen. And there in the end, amen, a great end, there everyone was there. And here was this woman fully to full term of pregnancy, coming into the, amen, amen, to an end. Amen. Fully expecting to have a room, but there was no room for her in the end. Amen. There was no room for the one that carried the instructions and doctrine. But I tell you tonight that even though their grandchild, amen, seemingly, I guarantee that God will make a place for her and the grandchild. I guarantee that God, amen, as he dealt his own son without care, amen, to a manger, and he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Amen. I tell you that day, amen, a sound doctrine. What sound doctrine? The Magi, the men from the Orient, come and saw his star over a manger. Hallelujah. Amen. And they come and found his place. Amen. It wasn't the expected place of a king, but that's the way he is. That's the way I serve. Sound doctrine, because he said, who is greater? The one that sits at meat or the one that serves? And they said, the one that sits at meat. He said, but I come before you as one who serves. The Lord Jesus Christ come. But he's the servant of all tonight, church. We need to learn his doctrine. We need to learn his manner of life. He said, I charge thee, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick, those that are alive and those that are dead, at his appearing, at his kingdom. He's going to judge you whether you're alive when he comes or whether you're dead when he comes. And the Bible says, preach the word. Be instant in season. In other words, Timothy, stand. Be ready to stand when you feel like preaching and when you don't feel like preaching.
Amen.
Amen. It's not about, you know, we get excited about, amen, well, I'm going to go over here, I'm going to preach this big thing here, amen. But just like Brother Cole said a while ago, you know, all of us are getting a little older, amen, getting a little harder, amen, amen, to go that extra mile, getting a little harder. But you know what, amen, that's why it teaches us to be in season, be ready to preach the word at any time, out of season, in season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and all doctrine, all that you've been taught, everything you've been given, give to the world, Timothy. Everything that you've been instructed, give to the world. For the time will come when they shall not endure, and they'll not stand up to that sound doctrine. They'll not stand up to the teaching, that which is been taught. In fact, that second word there in verse 3 means that which has already been taught. This doctrine has already been taught. But after they are lost, shall they heap to themselves teachers. They have having itching ears. It's not that the teachers have itching ears. They have itching ears. They want to have a knowledge, but not the knowledge of the truth. Remember what I said? Ever coming, but never ever able, but never coming to the knowledge of truth. They're not wanting to come to the knowledge of truth. They want to have their truth. What do they want knowledge of? They want knowledge of evil. They want knowledge of death. They want knowledge of sin. They want all these things. They released it, amen, into their own lives. And now, amen, we want to put it back in the box. We want to put it back in. You know, once you release it, once you open it, you know, what are we going to do? We've already opened the door. Amen, we've already missed the mark. And the Bible says, They have itching ears. They want to have knowledge of something. They want to hear something. They're like the people there in Rome. Amen. They either declared something or wanted to hear something. They had something to say or something to hear. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into the fables. They want to believe a lie and be damned. They don't want the truth. They want fables. They want Hollywood. They want gossip. They want this. They want that. Amen. They want wise tales. They don't want the truth. They turn away from the truth. Their ears, amen, itching. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. In other words, stand up to affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. What was he talking about? This is Paul's last testimony. Paul knew he was getting ready to die. Paul already knew that. Was he sick? No. But he knew he was going to be persecuted. He knew he was going to be afflicted. He knew that this was the last time. He said, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Amen. Hallelujah. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Church, tonight, there's crowns of life laid up for each and every one of you. That love his appearance. There's crowns of life that those of you that endure sound doctrine. Crowns of life, the Bible says, and I know I don't want to take up too much time, but let me give you more, because here's what the word sound means there. It means wellness. The Bible says, Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Remember that by their own lust. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be if you do this. Leave evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Health is promised. Honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns, this is prophecy, church. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine, the wine press, the flowing of the Spirit. Go ahead, brother. You're right. I didn't mean to cut it off like that, but I want to get these scriptures in and give you some sound doctrine and give you some wellness, something you could live by. Amen. Go ahead, bro.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John, that wonderful word there. So we just praise God for it. So, Brother Green, Sister Green?
Yeah, Brother Yearwood.
Go ahead there and obey the Lord.
Go ahead. Praise God. That was a good message there, Brother John had, and I enjoyed enjoyed what's already been said tonight. I want to read this scripture here. I'm not sure if Brother John read this or not. He preached the same scriptures there that I had.
Amen.
Some of the same, praise God. But over here in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14, it says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." And I want to say tonight that, you know, we definitely have to stay in the Word of God. We definitely have to stay with the true Word of God tonight, because there's many false doctrines have entered into the land, and there's many deceivers the Bible talks about has entered in. And, you know, Jesus said, "Many shall come in my name and shall deceive many, and many false prophets shall arise." And you know, that's one of the signs of the times that we're living in the last days. And Jesus said not to go run after this one or that one. If they Amen. Say that Jesus is in the desert, not to go. Or if he's in the secret chamber, not to go, you know, try to go in there and find Jesus. Because you're not going to find Jesus in a physical way. And the Bible tells us, you know, also that the Apostle Paul said that they will preach, they will begin to preach false Christ, and they will corrupt the Word of God. And, you know, that's what we're seeing today in many many pulpits of America. People are preaching out of Bibles that are really not Bibles, but they're calling them the Word of God. And I call them, you know, if I got something besides the King James Version, I'm an English-speaking person, of course, but I believe every version should be based off of the King James Version.
Amen,
and,
brother.
And, you know, it's the Word of God, and it's line upon line, and it's precept upon precept, and, it's, you know, it's written for our understanding, and that we might be wise in the things of God. And Paul told Timothy to continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. So we know today that many will come in my name, Jesus said, and they're going to deceive many. Praise God. But I tell you, we don't have to be deceived, church. We don't have to believe a lie and be damned.
Amen.
We can believe the Word of God and hold to the truth of the gospel. You know, I think probably 200 years ago in this country, almost every pulpit in America, they preached out of the King James Version Bible. When I was a little kid there in Tennessee, they preached Church of God, Cleveland Assembly, they preached out of the King James Version Bible. But I want you to know today, I go to some of these churches and I hear them teaching out of four or five different Bibles, different Bibles saying different things. And I'm wondering, well, do they really know which one is the Word of God? And I'll tell you, we better not stray from the old path. We better stick to the Word, and we better make sure what we're preaching is the Word of God, and we're not preaching fables. The Bible said that they'll be turned into fables. I won't preach too long tonight, but we need to get into our Bible, and we need to find out what does the Bible say. You know, Paul said one place, he said, "Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture?" So, you know, they had the Scripture in Paul's day that they went to. They just didn't pray and say, well, we'll get an answer from God. Well, we believe in that, getting answers from God and praying. But when it comes to the Word of God, we don't try to change it, and we don't try to add to it, and we don't try to take away, because he said if we took them and added to the Word of God and we'd take away from it, we're going to get ourselves in big trouble. And I believe that's in Revelation chapter 22. It talks about that. And I don't want to have no part in the lake of fire.
Amen.
I want to make sure I stay out of hot water. Praise God. And you're
going
to get yourself in hot water if you don't stick to the Word of God. I want to read a scripture here in Isaiah, and it's Isaiah 28:9. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear it. But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Well, you know, we have the word of God, so I'll tell you today, there's no excuse if we miss making heaven our home because we listen to people that come down the track with a different doctrine. I'll tell you, it'll be our own fault, I'll tell you, because we know the truth. We have studied the Word of God, and us older ones that's been in this a while, we don't need to fall to the tricks of the devil, but we need to hold on so that we can teach the young people that's coming up the truth. You know, when you go into the church to hear a message preached today, and they got 8 or 10 Bibles stacked up on the Bible stand, and they say this one says this and that one says that about this same scripture, and this one says this. Well, you know, one of them's wrong, and one of them's right, and the rest of them's wrong. I'll just have to put it that way. Praise God.
Amen.
Now I'm hanging on to the true Word of God, and now, I'm not going to give place to the devil, because the Bible tells us today that if we give place to the devil, we're going to be taken out of the way. If we believe a lie, we're going to be damned, and I'm going to hold to the truth. And you know, the devil, he's a liar, so I tell you, we better hold on. You know, the devil told Eve, said, God didn't say that. He said this, you know, there in the garden, and she fell for that lie of the devil, so let's not fall for that lie of the devil. And I'll turn it back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Green. Appreciate that wonderful word. Sister Joanne, got anything you want to say?
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. I was just thinking what a blessing it's been to hear Brother Jack Cole. That's been a great honor, I believe, in how he ministers to the world and the ministry that his dad has. Had, you know, and still goes on today, praise the Lord, because it's the
Amen.
Doctrine that he carried. It's the miracles. It's the deliverance power that Jesus spoke and said that the works that I do, ye shall do also, even greater works shall ye do. Praise the Lord. That was the doctrine of Jesus. He said, well, that
Amen.
Was sent from the Father. Praise the Lord. I was thinking in John 7 how he had went up to teach. Praise the Lord. He went up to the feast there in Jerusalem with the Jews, and how he had to sneak in, and he went up in the temple to teach. And in verse 16, Jesus answered them, and the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. Praise the Lord. So this doctrine that we carry today, praise the Lord, like Brother Green said, it's here little, there little, precept upon precept, line upon line. The word says in the New Testament that not one jot, not one tittle shall pass. Praise the Lord. So the doctrine that we preach, praise God, is straight out of the King James Version Bible, which
Amen.
Is the undefilable word of God. And we just praise the Lord and thank him for keeping his word. You know, He said he would write it on the tables of her heart. And he said that when they bring you up before the chief, think not what to say, the chief that are among you, like before lawyers and judges and things like that, and you try to think of what to say. He said, think not what to say, for in the very same hour that the Holy Ghost would give you what to say. And that's God. I praise the Lord. And, you know, I was thinking how when he came out of the mountain, Jesus came out of there from praying, and how the multitude was waiting for him. And there he delivered many, and he healed many, did many miracles there. And how when he was just invited to go to a wedding, and there the water was turned into wine, Mary, his mother, said, do what he says. Praise the Lord. So we're to do what Jesus says to do. And how do we know what Jesus says to do? Because we read and we study his word. We rightfully divide it. Praise God. And if any man come teaching or preaching any other doctrine, they're not of his. Praise God. So we must know what the doctrine that we, you know, there's a doctrine out there that said there's many ways to heaven. And that's not so. There's only one way, and that's through the door, and that's Jesus Christ. If any man try to enter any other way, he's the same as a thief and a robber. Praise God. So we must come in through Jesus, and we must preach, praise God, the revelation of John the Revelator. In the first chapter of Revelation, it talks about John the Revelator being an eyewitness. He walked with Jesus on this earth, praise God. And Peter and John, Peter says to Jesus, says, what's he going to do? What's John going to do? And Jesus says, well, what's it to thee if he tarries until I come? So John is still tarrying now till Jesus come, and so to speak. His body's not here, but the testimony that he left in the book of Revelations, praise the Lord, is going to go on all the way till Jesus comes back. Praise the Lord. So we must get in the right doctrine and leave all these other doctrines alone. And I'll just turn it back to you, Brother Yearwood. It's been good. I'm so encouraged tonight. All the callers that have called in, and on Friday night at 10 p.m. when we have our broadcast, if you got a pen handy, our phone number, if you want to call in, be part of it. It is 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862, and that's every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Praise God, and it's called the Macedonian Call.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Sister Green. And Brother Green done a great job there. So, Sister Robin?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, go
ahead. I just want to reply to what they were talking about a few minutes ago about the people that are not listening to the sound doctrine. In 1 John 4, verse 5, it says, they are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Well, you've got pastors in the church nowadays that are not speaking the word. I mean, I'm not saying everybody does, but I'm just saying that they get up there and they want to, they'll speak the word, but then again, they're either adding to or taking away, going along with what the sister just got through saying. But the thing about it, bishop, you know, the office of a bishop, you're supposed to, in Titus 1:9, it says, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, and that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Well, if you're not preaching the word of Jesus Christ, you're not preaching the word at all. In First John, but who it says 1:5, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought so himself also to walk, even in these walk.
Amen.
There is no way that we can get up here and talk the word, walk the word, if you're not hearing the word. We need to be doers of the word. We don't need to be just hearers also. But the churches out here, some of them nowadays, they offer our teenagers everything in the world to get them to come to church, but they're not offering them Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
And this is the thing we need to be looking at. This is the time in which we're living in right now. Our kids, our children, our future is being taught about everything but Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what the Lord showed me.
That's true.
In Titus verse 2, verse 1, it says, speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. We're supposed to talk about what Jesus was about. And if there's any other gospel besides Jesus Christ, it's a lie. It's
Amen.
A lie from the... Okay, that's what I had to say.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Sister Robin. That was great. That's the way it is. You know, they're teaching everything else today. And just like that prayer request that Betty gave there a while ago about that principal out there Colorado telling the kids that they're saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag in place, saying one nation under God. They were saying one nation under Olive. You know, and I tell you what, that's just rather a lot of bits of hell. So it's pitiful that people are teaching that stuff now to our kids. And I don't know, I tell you what. Praise the Lord. That shows the time is coming near. Okay, we're going to let Tim sing another song, then we'll get you in there, Sister Frieda.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Sometimes I think I'm in control, and I act so foolishly. On my own, I don't know what's best for me. My mistakes at times disperse all the plans you have made. Lord, keep me in your will, so I won't be in your me in your ear,
there and just obey the Lord.
Okay. All right. I'm going to read first from 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You know, we have to obtain mercy. But I love that verse 9. We're his chosen generation.
Amen.
We are his royal priesthood. We are his holy nation. You know, sometimes it thinks that this ain't a holy nation. But back in the old days, it was a holy nation. That,
amen.
People that signed the Declaration of Independence, they want it for God's glory. But now it don't seem like it's that way, because we got people that think it's their way or no way. But I think that he has finally showed his praises to his people. And we are part of his people. We are the Gentiles, but he's part of it. We're part of the Jews partly, and we are the Gentiles. But I praise the Lord that we are his chosen generation. And we sing out his praises. We're not in darkness, but we can be in darkness, but there's the light at the end of the path. And then it says, in time past, we're not people, but we are God's people. And we used to not have obtained mercy, but now he gives us mercy. And then I'm going to read, there we go. 2 Peter, verse 11. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusations against them before the Lord. We cannot bring accusations. You know, there's a lot of people, they think the Lord is the one that causes all these problems, but he's not. We have a choice, and I'm glad I'm making the right choice. I say, Lord, this is not my problem. This is yours. You take control over it. And you know, when he does that, we can't get no confusion in there. He says it the way he wants it to be done. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. And you know, that's what's happening now. People have done said, it's my way or no way, and they're bringing corruption against their people, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the day of time, in the daytime. Fights that are the blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. And people think, oh, I can feast on this, I can drink this, but if the Lord tells you not to drink, you better not drink. You're being so disobedient, and the fires will come down on you. Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot see from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart that they exercise with covetous practice, curse children. And you know, people cursing children. I joked on my daughter the other day. I said, why are you putting her down and saying these bad words to her? She's going to repeat what you hear. And that's exactly what they're saying they're supposed to do. Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the word of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of righteousness. I don't want to be unrighteous. I said, Lord, I want to be righteous. I want to do what you want me to do, where you want me to go, and what you want me to say. But was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb man speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. No, I don't want to be. I want to do what he wants me to. And then I'm going to read
Second Peter 3, and I'm going to start with verse 1. The second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. You know, that's what we're supposed to. We got to have a pure mind. When we get out of the flesh and we do what the Lord, he don't put no bad words. He don't put no bad thoughts in our mind. But we do what he tells us to. That ye may be mindful of these words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. That's it. And he is our Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. And you know, that's what people are. They say, I want it my way, and I don't care who I hurt to get in the process. And saying where is the promise of his coming. For since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. He knew when he built this earth what was going to come and what's going to come after. And I think I got one more, and I will be through. Okay, I'm going to read from Jude. Verse 7. Even as in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, and are set forth for an example, serving the vengeance of eternal fire. I don't want to go to hell. I want to be a pure person through the Lord Jesus Christ to do where he wants me to go, and I want to go to heaven, not to hell. Back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Sister Frieda. That was a wonderful word there. So, Sister Gladys, go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Okay, there were a lot of good scriptures, Brother Yearwood, in 1 Timothy. I'm going to kind of hit and miss here, but I'm going to praise God for the ones in 1 Timothy. I won't read all my notes because some of them have already been read. But in 1 Timothy, verse, it's 1 Timothy 3, it goes through and it says, as I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of a faith unseen, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling. I looked up vain jangling. It says means empty chatter. Beautiful words, flowery language, and it's when people want to butter you up and pat you on the back. Some people, they are patting people straight into the pits of hell. And it's a shame, really. And in verse 7, it says, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Manstealers means the worst of all thieves. You know, I know today that we're living in the last days, and there's no other way of getting around it. But today, people like the one scripture was talking about, that in 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Many people want to sit under a church building under a pastor that will preach them feel-good messages. Well, I know this much. You can feel good all you want to, but the pits of hell is not going to feel good when they get there. But I know this much. We need to speak the truth. God said to bring it the way it is and speak it as it is, and I praise God for that. We need to read the gospel word by word and know that we're doing what God says to do. I want to quickly go over this, Brother Yearwood. You know, there were true prophets in the Word of God, and there's true prophets today. But there are many that didn't give the message the way they were supposed to, but Samuel wasn't the one of those. In 1 Samuel 15:16-24, it says this, "Then Samuel said unto Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. And Samuel said, When thou wast not little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed." That meant everybody. "Wherefore thou didst not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord. And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord." See, Saul even thought he could lie to Samuel. "And yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and adultery. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people." Remember, he's saying, "I feared the people and obeyed their voice." Many today will find themselves in the pits of hell because they will have blood upon their hands when they come judgment day. I'm not judging or thinking of any one person, but I know this much. We've got to preach the gospel the way it's written. And we can't add to or take away, because it said the plagues of this book would be added unto us. But I know this much, you can't fake it, you can't go around what the Lord said. If he calls sin, sin, then it's sin. And today people want to pet it. They want to patty cake it. They want to pet sin on the back and say, well, it's okay, you'll be all right. Well, tell them that's going to lead them right to the pits of hell. And I know this much, I want to have a standard, Brother Yearwood. That's what the Christian people need to do. Amen. There's too much bickering and fighting and division and problems in the house of God, and it shouldn't be that way. We need to be lights in dark places. And if the body can't get along today, there's not many bodies. There's one body. And the way Jesus put it, you know, Jesus come back for one body, not many. And the people, like one sister said, they want their way or no way. And I know this much, we need to preach the word of God, or one day, due to listening to people and obeying their voice, we're going to be thrown into a pit of hell. But I want to do it the right way. I didn't have a whole lot today, Brother Yearwood, but I thank you for inviting me on to the broadcast. But we have to listen to the word of God, or we'll be cursed. We need to repent. And the thing I know is what one thing I read today was, if we don't repent and forsake sin, then we're still cursed and under the law. We need to make it right for the Lord, to the Lord, and we need to live it and show other people that they can live it too. I'll turn it back to you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Sister Gladys. I tell you what, that's what it's going to take, is people standing on the true, undefiled word of God and making heaven their home, you know, and hearing this sound doctrine. This is not just sound doctrine from Lloyd Yearwood or anybody else, but it's a sound doctrine from the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the only one that's going to stand. That's the only one. The heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, he said, shall not pass. So, you know, I tell you what, it's time that we hear the sound doctrine of God. So let Tim sing another song here. So just worship the Lord with him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
I've got to get up, get out, forget about God's business. They're sold out, I'm sold out. Determined come what may, I'm gonna tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part to stand to work. Gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. I'm happy in the Lord, as anyone can be. He filled me with His Spirit and keep on blessing me. Oh, look at what the Lord has done. He turned my life around. With this much joy inside of me, how can I just sit down? I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. There's no doubt I'm sold out. Determined come what may, I'm gonna tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part to spread the word. Gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. Can I get a witness of what the Lord has done? Has anybody in this place been walked by the blood? Oh, if He's done the work in you, don't sit there on the cell. Got to tell somebody, you can't keep to yourself. I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. There's no doubt I'm sold out. Determined come what may, I'm gonna tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part to spread the word. Gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. You gotta put feet to your face, your hand to the plow. You've got to make a difference in the here and now. Get up, get out, get about God's business. There's no doubt I'm sold out. Determined come what may, I'm gonna tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part to spread the word. Gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. I'm gonna get up, get out, get about God's business today. I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business today. Oh, 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 today.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that song. You know, I tell you what, that's what we've got to do, is get up and get out, get about God's business today. You know, there's too many of them today is not getting out and getting about God's business. They're getting about everything else besides God's business, you know. But I'm going to tell you, God's business is the only one that's going to count. So if you got your Bibles, why don't you turn with us tonight to the Romans, the 6th chapter. We're going to start off there. We had 1 Timothy down, but it seemed like it's been covered pretty good, so we'll just go on into Romans here, the 6th chapter of Romans, and starting in verse 1, going through 23. So I'm going to let Sister Betty read there for us.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, you see there it said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. I'm telling you, God forbid that we, took on Him and said that we were a Christian, God forbid that we continue any longer in sin. He said, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? You know, praise God, whenever you get saved, Paul said over there, said, behold, all things have passed away and you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And he's telling us here that we cannot continue in sin. God forbids it. He hates sin. I know there's a doctrine going around today I'm telling you that you got to sin a little bit more or less every day. But my friend, I'm here to tell you, God's word said he forbid it, that we would continue any longer in sin. And it's a time that we turn and come back to the Lord. It's a time that America turn and come back to what the word says. In verse 3 there it says,
"Know ye not that so many of us are as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death."
Praise the Lord. You know, whenever we're baptized, praise God, we're buried in that liquid grave. And, the Lord, he was baptized and he was buried in that liquid grave. And he come forth out of there just like he did whenever he was in the tomb. He come forth out of it after 3 days. My friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that the Lord is looking for people that will walk up after him. And right there in verse 3 it said, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. And I praise God, whenever you are buried in that liquid grave, and when you come up out of that liquid grave, you come up in the resurrection in the like of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're no longer your own no more. You've been bought with a price. And that's what it's going to take, my friend, for us to realize that we're not our own no more. Whenever we went down to that altar, or whenever we kneeled, or whichever way that we were was, I was sitting in the front end of a little Volkswagen car. Whenever I asked the Lord to come into my life, and he come in, he took the alcohol and the drugs, the paint thinner, all of that garbage out of me. It went right straight out through the top of my head. I ran out through that little Volkswagen car, and I was a changed person. I was no longer a sinner because I was washed in his blood. I was, hallelujah. And a few days later, I was buried into his likeness, into his water, and I come forth resurrected as a new creature in Christ Jesus, representing that the old man is dead and a new life come forth. And that's what we need to do. I believe second chapter over there in Revelation says, "Remember, I have somewhat against thee because thou have left thy first love." And praise God, people today have left their first love, and they need to come back and to repent and do the first works over again. They need to go back into that water and be baptized again. Get the sins buried. Get them washed away again. Now, yeah. I believe not just to being baptized will save your soul, but I believe being baptized will show a good report toward the Lord. It shows a good report. I told everybody that you have been claimed. You've been cleaned again. You've been washed, earned the blood, and your sins are earned the blood. Oh, my friend, I'm going to tell you something. That's what it's going to take. Hearing the sound doctrine of Christ. Not just hearing what man says. I praise God, as it done been brought out here tonight. How people will heed to themselves, having teachers, having each in years. They want to hear everything else. Just a few days back, Sister Betty was on the internet and seen where that this man, a young man, had put on there that he had went astray, that he wanted everybody to pray for him, that he would come back to the Lord and get his sins there in the blood again. But praise God, there was a man come on there, and a man come on and told him, I said, "What make you think that you're a sinner because you're not in church?" He said, "I'm going to tell you." He said, "You don't don't have to go to church to be a Christian. But Betty, I got on there and thank God for her. She got on there and gave him the scriptures. Where it said, fail not to assemble yourselves.
Amen.
And like matters they do, I praise God, I'm telling you. Then that man, he come back and he kind of rebuked Sister Betty over that. But she went and told him. She said, the blood, this young man's going to be on your hands. And he hadn't got back on there no more because she knowed that she was telling him right. And he knowed that he was being wrong. I tell you what, it's time that God's children stand up and rebuke sin and call sin a sin. I'll call it like it is. Jesus didn't compromise. He don't compromise for me. He didn't compromise for you. We've got to call it as it is. We've got to call sin. We've got to rebuke sin. If we want to make heaven our home, we've got to stand on the word of God. We've got to hear the sound doctrine of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead and read some more.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Amen.
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we should be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Amen. Praise God. Right there. It's a telling us in verse 4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. You know, praise God. I believe everywhere that Jesus went, he was walking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He was walking with a pure, undefiled heart. He was walking with a pure, undefiled body because he was a man that had never took no sin. He never knew sin until he went to the cross, and he become sin then for you and I, that we could have life and have it more abundant. But he walked in the love of his Father. And my friend, today, you and I, if we are a chosen generation, as the sister read there a while ago in 2 Peter, in verse 9 there, he said that we were a chosen generation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister, read that again there in 2 Peter there, where we're called out of his darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah.
Okay. Let me find it.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Lord. All right, where are you at?
Praise the Lord.
I don't think that was in 2 Peter.
2 Peter 3, 1 through 4, possibly?
Oh, Lord. No, it ain't there either.
There's a 2 Peter 11, but I didn't catch the other verse.
It's 1 Peter 2, 9.
Okay, yeah, I got it. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Verse 10?
Now, that's good right there, sister. Praise Lord.
Okay.
That's what I was wanting to get over, you know, God called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. We're a chosen generation. He chose us, praise God, because he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son on the cross,
right,
that we could have life and have it more abundant. I'm so thankful today, hallelujah, that we can look to Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one that we're supposed to walk up after. He is the one that we're supposed to live after. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read.
Amen.
Praise God.
Knowing this, yes, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
Amen. Praise God.
Uh-huh.
You see, that's what it's telling us there. This word is to each and every one of us today. It's to everyone that has a ear to hear what the Spirit is saying as a church today. Praise God, it's saying, know this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be
destroyed,
that henceforth we shall not serve sin. You know, praise God, we're not supposed to serve sin. We're not supposed to even thought of sin. I know whenever the thoughts come in, I've said a lot of times, we can't keep the thoughts from coming in, but we can keep from dwelling on them. We can't keep a bird from flying over our heads, but we can keep it from stopping and building a nest. I tell you what, today, praise God, people need to hear this sound doctrine. They need to get into the Word and read this Word for what it says, and to take heed to what the Word says. Praise God, it's a time that we now live in, just like Betty was reading that request there a while ago, where that principal over yonder, praise God, over in Colorado, making them kids deny the Lord what he's trying to do. He's telling them, say, you don't say one nation under God no more, but you say one nation under Allah. I tell you what that is. Praise God, one nation under what? Oh, praise God. That is abomination in the eyes of God.
Amen.
People are going to give an account for one day after a while for the ways that they've served him. They're going to hear him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. He's going to place them on the left-hand side. It's going to be too late then. They won't be able to look over then and say, Lord, forgive me for my sins, because he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. He's going to cast you into a lake of fire, where that you're going to burn throughout eternity, forever and ever and ever. You'll never burn up fire. You'll have a body that will suffer pain, my friend, and you will be without any drinks of water. You'll be without any food. You'll be without everything besides that lake of fire. You'll be begging for water just like the rich man. The rich man begged for water. He's still begging today for water, but he's not getting it because there's a great gulf fixed between us. Them that was down there would come here, and them that was here would go there. They can't go because that great gulf is fixed. He prayed, Father, to send Abraham back to win my five brothers, to tell them not to come to this place, for I'm tormented in flame. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be too late, my friend, if we don't hear the sound doctrine of God while we're walking here on this earth. This is a dressing place. This is a place that we get ready to go out through eternity. It's a short time here, but a long time to be gone. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. You better take heed to this sound doctrine, not because of what we preached here today on this broadcast, but it better be what you take heed to if you want to make heaven your home. If you don't want to do that, just continue on living like you're living, and you're going to miss heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
He that's dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Excuse me. That we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him.
Praise God. I look at that now. Mm-hmm. For in that he died. He died unto sin once.
Mm-hmm.
But in that he liveth unto God. You know, I tell you what, my friend, tonight, whenever we're living, we're not living unto our own selves, but we're living unto God. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that I'm a living unto God. I'm so thankful tonight that I can call upon his name. It don't matter what time, day or night, I call upon him. He hears me. I praise God tonight because I can call upon him. I know he's never gone on a trip. He's never asleep. He's always sitting there waiting for Lord Yearwood to call upon him. He's always sitting there waiting for you, your name, whatever that it might be. Call upon the Lord. He will answer. He will give you your heart's desire. As like the word says over there in Proverbs, I believe it is. He said, if our ways, praise God, would please him, praise God. If our ways would please him, and we, praise God. I don't know why these scriptures coming to me like that, but God knows what he's doing. If our ways please God, and we are turn our lives, completely surrender into him, he's obligated to meet our needs. He will touch us. He will bless us. Brother Jack Cole, was he preaching there a while ago, or testifying about that he had cancer? I didn't know that, but I thank God that he revealed that. I believe about 27 years ago, they give him just a few days to live, or a few months to live. You all heard it. And now he's almost 70 years old. He's still living. God has given him a miracle. Praise God. God healed him from cancer. And if he healed Brother Jack Cole, he'll heal you. He'll heal me. He don't have no respect for a person. I thank God for brothers and sisters that's out of reaching out around the world, like Brother Jack Cole was doing. He's going into all these other countries. I can't go, but he's going. We are to pray for a man that's able to make the trip and do that. But I thank God for this broadcast. We're reaching the world. We're reaching people that's all around the countries, all around the world. As I said earlier, I wouldn't call some of the countries' names out, but we got one church that notified us and asked us to pray for them and pray for the church and pray for the people. And said that he, hallelujah, what did he say there? You got that testimony? Praise
you. He said that he would like everybody to pray for his church and his congregation.
Now, he said he was looking forward for being blessed by this services that come over this radio. And, you know, I tell you what, I thank God. That meant a lot to me. It stirred me up to hear men that's crying out that they're not allowed to get out in the open like we are and declare Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. But they have to do things in the secret. But praise God, God hears them, and they've got a hunger to reach out, and we need to have that hunger right here in America. We need to have that hunger and thirst after righteousness. He said, if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. I praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to let her read some more.
Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but live unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye yourself members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin, because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness?
Praise the Lord. I want us to look back here again in verse 14. It says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. You know, I'm so thankful today for grace, because grace is what give us the life. If it hadn't been for the grace of God, every one of us would be lost. But thank God for grace, that he give us the grace of God, that he gave it whenever he sent his son down here from the throne to hang down that old cruel tree, that we might have life. Hallelujah. Praise God. I see that we've got about 3 minutes left, and I'm going to just... okay, we got another prayer request come in here, so...
Sister Cookie Woods just notified us and said she's having surgery Thursday at 10:30, so remember her.
Praise the Lord.
And Tim said another one's just now come in.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe we'll get the other one up here just in a second. Brother John, go ahead and tell us about your church there, what we're getting this other prayer request up.
Praise the Lord. We're Zion Tabernacle, 114 East Main Street in Thomaston, Georgia. Our Sunday morning services, Sunday school at 10, regular church at 11, Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and on Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Come and be with us if you're in the area, and come and worship the Lord and lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that. So,
There's a lady in South Carolina that is really having a hard time. Her mother just died, and they still haven't got her buried yet. She'll be buried. They'll have her funeral on the 24th, and she heard yesterday morning that her brother just had a few days, maybe a couple days to live. He's got cancer, and so she's went out to Texas to say goodbye to him. So just remember this lady. She's having a hard time with this.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And Sister Roberta Harder said, sure has been a stressful week. My Aunt Dottie's wake is today. During this time, her older sister, Aunt Sister, stroke and had to be taken to the hospital. Last word we received, she is not responding at all. So pray for the Harders tonight, too.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray for them. So, Brother and Sister Green, you want to make an answer from your church there?
Yeah, we are at Route 4 between Post Town and Germantown on Thomas Road with Brother James Maggart. And the service times are Sunday nights at 7, Wednesday nights at 7, and Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. What about you, Sister Gladys?
We're at 6367 East US 60, and we're in Pokesville, Kentucky, and on Sunday morning that's at 10, and then at 11, and then that night at 6, and then on Wednesdays we have church at 7.
Praise the Lord. Okay, appreciate that. So,
okay, if anybody's in the Madisonville area, come to Madisonville Church of God. We'd love to have you. 3895 New Highway 68, Madisonville, Tennessee. brother, Pastor Leon Jones.
Praise the Lord. They're saying we got 10 seconds, so God bless everybody, and we'll talk to you there Friday night, Lord's willing, on Brother and Sister Green's broadcast, and next Tuesday night on ours. So God bless everybody. We love you and appreciate all the calling.
God bless.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.